Councils on Sabbath School Work, a compilation from the writings of Ellen G. White. Section 1. The Importance and Purpose of Sabbath School Work. An important work. The Sabbath School work is important, and all who are interested in the truth should endeavor to make it prosperous. A marvelous power for good. Our Sabbath schools are nothing less than Bible societies, and in the sacred work of teaching the truths of God's Word, they can accomplish far more than they have hitherto accomplished. The Sabbath school, when rightly managed, possesses marvelous power and is adapted to doing a great work, but it is not now what it may and should be. The influence growing out of Sabbath school work should improve and enlarge the church, but in no case should it ever be allowed to divert from the interests of the church. There is a most precious missionary field in the Sabbath school, and if there are now omens of good, they are only indications and beginnings of what may be done. Written in 1889. God's Instrumentalities. I feel a deep interest in our Sabbath schools throughout the land because I believe them to be instrumentalities of God for the education of our youth in the truths of the Bible. Constant effort should be made by both parents and teachers to interest the youth in matters of eternal importance. The Sabbath school is a missionary field, and very much more of a missionary spirit should be manifested in this important work than has been manifested in the past. Most effectual soul-winning agency. The Sabbath school should be one of the greatest instrumentalities and the most effectual in bringing souls to Christ. An influence beyond estimate. Very much can be done for the education and moral and religious training of our youth by well-organized, properly conducted Sabbath schools. Time and attention should be given to this branch of the work, for its importance in its influence upon our youth cannot be estimated. A converting power. The Sabbath school is an important branch of the missionary work, not only because it gives to young and old a knowledge of God's Word, but because it awakens in them a love for its sacred truths and a desire to study them for themselves. Above all, it teaches them to regulate their lives by its holy teachings. A strength to the church. There is a broad field in Sabbath school work that needs to be diligently cultivated, and that is to inspire our youth to give themselves wholly to the Lord to be used by Him in His cause. There should be zealous, faithful workers in our Sabbath schools who will watch and discern upon whom the Spirit of God is moving and cooperate with the angels of God in winning souls for Christ. There are sacred responsibilities entrusted to Sabbath school workers, and the Sabbath school should be the place where, through a living connection with God, men and women, youth and children, may be so fitted up that they shall be a strength and blessing to the church. They should help the church upward and onward as far as it lies in their ability, going from strength to greater strength. A broad, important field. Superintendents and the workers in our Sabbath schools have a very important broad field to cultivate. They need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit of God, that their minds may be impressed to use the very best methods and follow the best plans to make their work wholly successful. The Lord will work with their efforts, for the youth are the purchase of the blood of the only begotten Son of God. The Lord loved these youth and gave Jesus to die, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. There is a great work of education to be carried on. The teachers should often pray for and with the children and youth that they may behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. They should teach the youth their accountability to God and help them to understand what Jesus expects of them. Exert every influence you can possibly command to interest them in the Scriptures. Labor for their souls, that they themselves shall become zealous workers, using their talents to impart to others that which has been imparted to them. Worthy of long service. The Sabbath school should be a place where the jewels of truth are searched for and rescued from their environment of error and placed in their true setting in the framework of the gospel. Precious gems of truth long lost sight of are now to be restored to the children of God. The themes of justification by faith, the righteousness of Christ, should be presented in our schools that the youth and children may understand these important subjects and teachers and scholars may know the way of salvation. Sacred and eternal principles connected with the plan of salvation have long been lost from sight, but they must be restored to their proper place in the plan of salvation and made to appear in their heavenly light and penetrate the moral darkness in which the world is enshrouded. Let the youth take heed to the words of the wise man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Let them walk softly, prayerfully, and carefully before the Lord, in continual dependence upon Him, and at the same time exerting all their powers, improving all their opportunities, trusting to what the Lord can do with their consecrated abilities. Let them inquire at every step, is this the way of the Lord? Humility is a characteristic of those who have true wisdom, and no matter what may be their attainments, they will not be self-confident and boastful. The Lord calls for young men and women to gird themselves for lifelong earnest labor in the Sabbath school work. Spasmodic efforts will not avail to accomplish much good or to make you successful laborers in the work of God. By patient continuance in well-doing, you are to become laborers together with God. You are to reckon yourselves the servants of God by the day. Be diligent in your work for one day, and see that you make no crooked paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the path of rectitude by your misdoings. An abundant reward. No one can labor in the Sabbath school or in the temperance work without reaping a bountiful harvest, not only in the end of the world, but in the present life. In the very effort to enlighten and bless others, his own views will become clearer and broader. The more we endeavor to explain the truth to others with a love for souls, the plainer will it become to ourselves. It ever opens with new beauty and force to the understanding of the expounder.